This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Christy's shirt, plus Tom is having update problems. We'll get that coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello, can I speak to Melanie May, please?
So this is 911, do you have an emergency?
I'm confused. What's going on?
You call 911, sir. Are you okay? Have you been in an accident? You sound disoriented.
No. What is this?
Sir, this is 911. Just remain calm. Look, I'm tracking the GPS coordinates on your phone. Help is on its way, okay? I want you to stay with me here.
No, I'm not calling 911. I'm calling Melanie Mason.
You were driving while using your cell phone. I'm seeing more and more of this. Look, you're just hang tight with me, all right?
No, I wasn't driving. I wasn't in an accident. I didn't.
If you were in an accident, why in the hell are you calling 911?
I didn't call 911.
Look, you're tying up a lifeline. People could be dying because you're playing on the phone. What makes it worse? You sound like a grown-ass man.
You're not listening to me. This is some kind of prank.
Look, you need to come down to the station for questioning. You hear me?
No, I'm not coming down to any station for any questions.
You listen to me. You do what I tell you.
Hello? Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the Silac News Desk.
Hello.
Not really sure what's going on with your shirt. Maybe we could talk about that. There's Pat Godwin.
Hi, Chick.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
Well, look, it's a...
What is it exactly?
It's a scribble. I don't know.
Those are the ties.
There's Josh Arnold.
Ruffle on the...
No, it's a ruffle. It's a thin... trimmed ruffle.
Looks like a built-in bib.
Yeah.
From here, it looks like a map.
There's Ace Cosby.
Oh, God. I'll never wear this again.
Shirt labia is good.
Yeah. Shirt labia?
It does look a little bit like that. Yeah, it looks more labia like that than anything.
Do you think those words have ever been put together before?
No. Shirt labia? I don't think so. But
maybe congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Better than a pant labia. That'd be awkward.
Yeah, it's and redundant.
Yeah, that's where it would be.
You can see we're off to a good start. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to be reviewing yesterday's show in a few minutes. Wow, what a show, huh?
That was great.
It was terrific.
Yeah.
Also, yesterday, I blame myself. We didn't talk about this yesterday. It was the, was it June 5th, 2008, something like that, 2009, the Celtics-Lakers. And it was the Paul Pierce wheelchair game.
Oh, yeah. You guys remember this?
Do you remember this? Where Paul Pierce was the scuttlebutt was that he wasn't actually injured. He had to use a wheelchair to get off the cart because he pooped his pants.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of towels around, a lot of reaching towards his backside. And then going, I better reach towards my knee instead.
Right.
He denies it to this day.
He absolutely denies it. And
I would, too.
His latest denial has said that people photoshopped the poop stain on his shorts.
Oh, God.
Because there was a picture. I've seen that picture.
Oh, sure.
I couldn't find it this morning, but it's out there on the internet.
What year was that?
I want to say 08, 09, something like that.
Yeah, before the heyday of Photoshop, really. Wouldn't you say? I mean, now anybody can do
Well, no, yeah. The picture didn't really... Of him having poo in his pants, that didn't pop up until sometime.
Well, these things happen.
The last 5 years.
A friend of ours in the NFL had a
episode. I still think he told you that to make you laugh. I still don't think that actually.
And they were wearing their dress whites, if you will, to recall the story. Well, coming up, we have a defecation in sports, actually.
Yes, that's what kind of reminded me of
an unusual story. But it applies to other things, too, the way sports often do, they analogous to life.
We're not even on the air, and I am exhausted from him for the past 30 minutes.
I haven't said anything.
He has just been, his phone magically updated, and he doesn't know where anything is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it do that?
Mm-hmm.
Does yours ever do that? What do I have to say?
Earlier,
he asked me, he goes,
the Starbucks app didn't work for me this morning. Yeah. Willie, did it work for you? And I go, yeah. And then he rolled his eyes at me.
It's my fault. What a dick to have your Starbucks app work.
Yeah, all the phones updated last night. Mine updated.
Did your phone update?
Yeah.
It's an
automatic update.
Yeah, well,
it messes up some of the apps.
No, and then all the passwords go right back where they're supposed to be.
Not this time.
Well,
I spent 10 minutes. And, you give your username and we'll email you. Well, I did it 10 times. I finally put my new password, FU.
Probably not enough characters.
Yeah, apparently, they're not.
I need eight.
Yeah, you need like an eight and an exclamation point.
Yeah,
And how many times you've heard of Starbucks, giant corporation, amazing success.
Sure,
nobody can argue with it. How many times has the app failed for you in the past week?
Only this one time in the past week. It's failed before, but I'm just
how many times before? Can you remember? I'm going to say 5 or 6 times a month. It malfunctions
once or twice.
Well, then why do you talk about it every day? He goes to his app. Well, I hope this app works today. Yeah, that's what the developers are hoping for.
If they don't flip the switch at the store I go to, they don't get the message, you see. So
I got the update.
I haven't noticed any change either.
What was this for?
I don't know.
I just assumed it's because I have a 10 and they're throwing some virus in here to make sure I get the new one.
Probably, yeah.
They slowed mine way down.
Boy,
I woke up this morning, you get the thing that says hello, like you just activated the phone.
I just started all over.
You have the same thing, Pat?
Yeah.
So there we go. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't
All mine said was you had an
And Pat provides the reason for his employment.
Yeah.
Good job, Pat.
No, I'm serious. I had to go through the whole BS of getting a new phone this morning.
There's a little switch in there. Auto update. It's green right now.
I know.
And push that, turn it to gray.
It auto updated, and then it's demanding passwords again.
But you don't have to auto update. You can be a push to update kind of guy. That's how I live my life. I decide.
Yeah, it does it automatically if you wanted to.
You In other words, I could tell my phone, you're not the boss of me?
Yeah. Yes.
You're never going to get it, though. You're never going to. There's something in you that's happy about having to complain about
this. No, I was desperate for a little coffee this morning.
No, I don't know what it is. You're getting something emotionally out of this for your app not working every other day.
No, I'm not. I just want
You don't want to be better. That's your problem. You don't want to be better.
No, I want stuff to work. That's what I want. Never mind.
Why do you think it's so popular with the iPhone and the apps? You think it's because they work or they're broken?
You don't understand. If the particular Starbucks location doesn't...
Look, I know I'm stupid and ignorant as the day.
If they don't turn it on, they don't get the orders.
Well, then it's not the app's fault. It's the store's fault.
No, but this time it's the app.
The Starbucks app is... I was reading this long article about how it is ruining the in-store experience for Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you just walk in and order a coffee, you're standing there for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's absolutely true.
To that, what is your policy on this? You walk into a restaurant.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
You're standing there. You've got a reservation. You're waiting to be seated. And the phone rings, and they answer it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, I am kind of
Let me sit down now, please.
Ideally, and I know this is rare these days, but ideally there are two people there, one at the hostess station, two take the call, another to...
The other thing is, it's not like they're air traffic controllers. You walk in and they stare at the seating chart. There's four people in a restaurant that seats 300, and they're staring at the seating chart for 10 minutes. I used to work in a restaurant. I know how it works. It's not that difficult.
No, there's a server issue there. Right.
Does your opinion of this situation... change if you're the one on the phone instead of being there? Yeah. I bet it does. So I called this restaurant. The phone had to ring for 30, 40 times.
There should be a priority line that they give me.
Yeah, or they answer the phone and go, hey, thank you for calling. Sorry to bother you. Will you hold one second?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
What you just said, you're saying it in a joking manner, but that's absolutely the truth. someone to assign to Tom to make sure he's taken care of.
Ideally, yes.
See, that's...
Did you go to Disney World one time and have a fast pass and go, you know what, I wish I had this everywhere?
Oh, God.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Just you have a certain level of Amex and you get to skip every line you go
to. I wonder if that's caused any fights in the park. I'm always curious about that.
I bet.
I'm very skeptical of
probably. You are, Mr. Fast Pass. I'll kick your ass you come out of there.
I yelled at my brother because he had TSA pre-check, and I did, and we went to the airport together. He just flew right through. Didn't even wait for old Willie. I had to look at my phone like a jerk.
I lived through that for a year.
You didn't have it?
Everybody else in my family did. I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Why didn't you get it?
Because it was really complicated.
Well, I went to the app, and my phone is reset.
It's one of
them. Evidently, my phone resets every other day. I don't know what's going on.
I finally got it.
In Tom's defense, I did have a DoorDash issue.
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
Would you let me just tell the truth?
No, please? I will, Tony. I would love to hear you tell the truth at least one time.
DoorDash app started all over for me. I had to do the password all over.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right, Tom. I had the same exact problem.
What did you DoorDash before work this morning?
This is what happened last update.
Got it. Sorry.
But see, the thing is, there are passwords for too many different things. And then I hate it when they go, you can't use that password. What do you mean you can't use it? You can't have any contiguous numbers of... you've got to have a semen stain from the Pope. What? I just wanted to...
What do you mean I can't use it?
You're being silly.
I've got to get one of those password guardian things or whatever the hell
it is. Well, then you forget the password to that.
I know.
So, yeah.
All of my passwords are in the password app. I can't get into my...
Are your passwords similar or the same? Or
I'm not answering any of these questions.
I'll talk to you, Christy.
My passwords are very similar.
Okay.
They've all but solved the password issue now. They give you some 40-digit lunatic thing, and then you just say, save in my phone, and it's...
And the code.
You never have to... And Face ID or whatever.
I told you this a month ago. Keychain. Did you forget about your password? And then you say, give them your email. They send, and then they go, send your email, and you click on your...
I did that 50 times this morning.
50 times?
Starbucks is not... you saw me sitting here. What do you think I was doing over here for the last half hour?
Well, I would think you got lost a couple times, didn't know where you were.
I missed that first coffee, too. That is a delicious cup of coffee. That's
For your passwords, are you still... Josh, you still using Mom69?
I am, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my...
No one guesses this.
Mom69.
I had to reset it 68 times.
You know, that might be...
I use your mother 69.
That might be the better than your worst, shortest sentence in all of history.
Would they give you, Mom, 69 at the License Bureau for your blimp?
No, I doubt it. No.
I hope not.
Can you imagine the loser that would be driving that car?
I mean, maybe they give you 69, Mom. That would be like a mother who does that. Hey, I'm 69, Mom. This is what I do. No, how I became a mom is a miracle.
Maybe she was born in 69.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can always argue that. You're right.
This is from Bradley. Dear Tom, I spent 3 years working for Apple as a senior technical advisor.
All right.
The next step past me was the engineering department in Cupertino. Let me tell you this. Tom is the type of customer that nightmares are made of. The answer to his problem is such a simple solution, and if his phone were set up correctly, he would never notice any issues whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm running over here. I don't notice passwords being reset, and I'd bet my yearly salary that his and his family's iCloud and Apple ID situation is such a hot mess that one missed keystroke could decimate every contact picture and backup that you have.
Oh, boy.
You need to get on this because you don't want your pictures gone. I know that.
No, they're not gone. They're still there.
Not yet.
All I'm just saying is it was the Starbucks app failed me this morning. I have gotten it back.
So it's working now.
Yes, but you ever have a thing where you say if you give them your email address, they will email you the password reset?
Yeah, then you hit the link on email.
I did it 12 times this morning. Let me check.
It's in your junk mail. It's in your junk
12
mail.
12 times.
Yeah, it might have gotten in your junk mail.
I'm 100% certain it's in your junk mail.
Is 12 the number you want? You did it 12 times?
Do you know how to get into your junk mail?
I'm doing it right now.
They stop you after a while, you know. Mm.
This is maybe, we could do this during the break.
Make an
attempt.
Nope.
You've got to check
this
junk
is a meeting.
Not there, sorry.
Let's see. This is not a world record, just an informational story from the world of sports.
Okay.
Is everyone ready for that? Are you ready to learn?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Student of life.
Researchers say defecating before a race helps athletes run faster.
Yeah,
that makes sense to me. Yeah,
maybe lighter, I guess.
For the study, a group,
well, especially if you do it right before the gun.
Oh, Tom!
A little propulsion.
Yeah. Well, you ever feel like a rocket ship when you're in there?
Oh, no.
Elite triathletes were asked to take a psychological assessment called the STOOP test. STOOP.
I wanna stoop, baby.
Nearly 70% performed.
Isn't there a song called the Stoop Stoop song?
Shoop, shoop.
Shoop, shoop, yeah.
It's in his kiss.
Does he love me?
That's where it is.
I want to know.
Boy, I went dated to the 90s.
Yeah.
To 52, I think.
Yeah, we just went back to maybe the first Motown song.
Hey, Hoffy, Betty Everett and the Shoop Shoop song.
That is a great song.
That's some guesses.
Great song. Yeah. I think James Taylor or Carly redid it, but this is the good one. It's Betty Everett.
This song is awesome.
Listen to that vocal. Can I tell
if you love me? Ladies? So is
it in his great. Eyes?
Oh,
no, you'll
be the same. That was a sassy bitch. Oh, yeah. Giant penis.
That was the first.
It's in his dick.
Ho, ho, hey.
Ladies.
All right, you're having
that's
fun.
That's not going to play
there.
In Peoria, all right?
We're having fun. Now let's do the real thing.
That's a great song.
I think Spector did that. I think that
didn't
was
Cher
his
cover
his
that
song.
Too? Didn't Cher cover that?
His crew.
I think.
God, really?
Yep.
It's in his kiss. That's where it is.
I'd like to hear that.
That was good.
Does he love me? I want to know. Thank you, Cher.
You're too high. Drop it a few.
Does he love me? I want to know.
Now we got contemporary Cher.
I've got a love button the size of a thumb.
It makes Richie Sambora.
Is it in my butt?
Whoa, no. I can't. Nearly 70% of triathletes perform better on the test after defecation.
Okay.
Researchers say that the brain diverts blood and oxygen to the digestive organs if there is food to process. By voluntarily
voiding before a race.
As opposed to involuntary voiding.
The body will have more
race.
Energy.
Well, we're at the start line. Oh, Jesus.
I've had the involuntary one. I've had the, okay, what? This is critical. No. We need to get down there. This is, look, I don't, if you might not be at a toilet, but you better get
We've
there.
All had that, yeah.
Absolutely.
At some point, yeah. An emergency.
So they're saying voiding before the race makes you faster.
Yeah. More energy you spend on cognition and exercise intensify. The findings were published in the journal Sports Medicine and Health Science for Eggheads.
That's a weird demographic there.
They tried to cut off the four eggheads part, but sure. No, it makes the masthead uneven. Is what. These findings extrapolate to any endeavor that involves some component of brain capacity. If you want to be better at it, poop first is what Tom's. I mean, Sports Medicine and Health Science for Eggheads.
So that that would really mean then, if I'm understanding this, that if you're taking, say, the SAT test,
yeah,
you're going to do better if you've
dump a Rooney.
I do this before sex, don't you? Like, can you wait a second, honey? I got to go.
Well, that's romantic.
A little pre-hump dump.
Yeah, no joke.
Pre-hump dump. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And 30 minutes later, you come back in ready to go.
Pre-hump dump.
Pre-hump dump. Well, is that a three-lock box reference?
Three-lock box.
Oh, pre-hump dump.
I hope you took a shower after.
Now, there's
every time.
A cursory wipe.
Pre-hump dump.
That's a great song.
Is that Montrose? It is.
Sammy Hagar.
That is a great song. I mean, so obviously this is, they're talking primarily to triathletes, and that's a lengthy run.
Yes.
So, because you don't want to do that during your run. That's going to shave up.
No, you don't want to do it in the water.
Yeah, that's going to add 10 minutes. You don't want to do it in the water, certainly.
Right.
Well, if you do it in the water, the poor guy behind you.
Yeah, it does give you an advantage.
There's a fecal barge that I ran into.
The bike wouldn't be.
Suckers walk, money talks. But you can't touch my pre-hump dump.
Now Sammy's not going to talk to us.
If he hears pre-hump dump.
Is this Sammy or is this Montrose?
Sammy. That's what I said.
Nice pre-hump guitar.
The
That's
Red
okay.
Rock.
Yeah.
That is good, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
I've always, any Sammy guitar, I know it's not him, but I love heavy metal, the Montrose stuff.
He can... Yeah. Sammy can sing anything.
But is he playing that stuff on, like...
Yeah, back in the solo band, he always...
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
How dare you?
I like him even more now.
He's also, he's been in here a bunch. He's the nicest guy.
That opening riff to heavy metal is him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, okay, anyway, we've learned a lot there about you're supposed to poop before the race.
What?
It's a three-lock box, anyway.
It's a box with three locks on it.
What hard to get into.
Three locks. What's the problem?
That's not an
answer. Sense.
That's use your brain.
It's so stupid. Simple.
It's something hard to get into. I think he's talking about a reference to a...
Okay.
A lady?
Hello, a woman?
That's sweet, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sweet, sweet.
Three-lock box.
Three-lock box.
Can't get into
three-lock.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.